says less than three tefachim by three tefachim, not makabel tumah. That's great. That's what he says. Three tefachim. Hold on. Then he says, imadabek is also legged. Das gedurle ha'ara shebotel the beged v'choshes makabel tumah urebe makoros. Makoros. Rambam. Shir ha'beged is tamei peret kol beis and echos kelim alocha aleph. Let's look inside.
I'm going to be chance to look at Hilchos Kalim. We already had it once before. Can you imagine twice Hilchos Kalim in a couple of days? This is amazing. Hilchos Kalim. Wow. Hilchos Kalim, gentlemen. Hamashi Abegel is Tame, Shlosha Tvachem, Ashlosha Tvachem, the Medris, the Sholosh Etzbos, Al Sholosh Etzbos, Bechuvonis, to Masmeis, Al Shatumas. That's Big Day Tame Rapishtim. Sharminim, and Mekaban Tumim, Kol Atumas, Elim Kain, Hoya Ben, Shlosha Tvachem, Ashlosha Tvachem, or more. Off on the Rambam. Okay, fine. Adkan, says, this year should be three Tvachem, we're not done yet. Oh. That's when? That's Kroyim. I'll orag begad b'fnei atzma, kolshu, or the makabal shartum with chusmi medris. Okay. Now, begodim avim b'yose, elach habeis, levodim v'nimtin v'kakoshin, while begodim arakan b'yose, can go on big day pishna, shal mitzrayim, shabos, and nires b'tachton, ena makabal too much, yeh b'kera shalosh, shal shalosh t'vochim, ben the medris, bein l'shar tumas. Okay, so what does he say? Shar minim, if there are rugim, the mekabel tumah b'mashu. That's what he said. If there are rugim, not. Okay. So the question is, manas, eh? What about tzemer gefen, cotton? Tzemer gefen, if it's not arug, it's not mekabel tumah. Bismanenu, he says, goes to many ibudim, many. Processes. Then he says, it's only miyuchel lebeged, shar shimushim, ena mekabel tumah b'din loved. That's the chasam sofer we simen chelivav simen piyav we saw in pesach tshuva. The fizeh tzemer gefen shalosu lekol mini shimushim shal kinuach v'nikoy chadome tissues and all this stuff. When yet ena mekabel tumah. Oh, aval im chibro lebeged kegon shalosu nimenu padim v'chadome. Where's the mekabel tumah midin levit? What's levit? Where is that? Gimel tzvachem or gimel tzvachem? Not less than that. So padim, no problem. So far, so good, right? And that comes a kicker. On them hosts the fagurishah. That's Rav Yosef. Dematash meshalah pad shemad bikin also bebegin. I raise a bottle lebegin. Raise a mekabel tumah midin a begin. V'yafalo teras levit. The dibek chashem ketfira. Rama Perik Yud Aleph and Hichos Shabbos. You imagine Hichos Shabbos fits into Hichos Nidah. V'har be danti b'karka lefnei Rabbeinu. Rabbi Kopp didn't take it sitting down, even though he usually does, not this time. V'lechora zehavi k'tfira she'enim eskayemes. V'ein dadal levata lebegad v'akish tashmash ar kroy. Quotes Rama Hichos Kalim, Perik Dalet Halacha Dalet. I don't claim to know anything about Hichos Kalim. Let's see what it says in Perek Dal Halacha Dal. He says like this: Me'achas she'tzipim bitlan batzipui atzmo tor k'moshe b'yarnim. Oh, this is the tzipui. He can't af havi bottle the beged l'gor mitzipuyim for l'kibur. Yeah, so it's no worse than tzipuyim. Here the beggars mekabel tumah, not the tzipui. This is going in and out. You stick it on, you take it off a few hours later, and you put it in the garbage. V'lo kibel rabbeinu advarim. Rabbi Yosha wouldn't listen to him. Eladato dekeima the diba ketfira choshen kebeged echad the gamri. Av le mashima shel aper ayadei shemechaben also the beggar im sikas bitachon. Can you imagine this? Put in the pair with a safety pin. Or below ad boker klal, b'zeh chuliyah mechaz adino k'din levet sheshira gibel tefachim tefachim, as he said before. So according to Rabbi Yosha, if you want to use a pad, you have to either don't just leave it there loose, or put on a safety pin. So what can you do? Rabbi Karp thinks that it's not right, but what are you going to do? Okay. They brought me something from, I got it. There's a fax date on it. If the fax machine is correct. Came in. Oh, it's a date. I'm sorry, the date on it. Yud Beis Tevis Tovshin Samach Gimel. It says on top 12/18/2002. You can look up on your computer if those 2 days are the same day or not. It's written to me by a man named Avraham Yoshua Heschel Bleich. Not related to our Rabbi Bleich, related to Rabbi Bleich in Gruss. Ever go to Gruss? Rabbi, I think his name is Rabbi Reuven Bleich. He's a heroic figure. He was hanging around here in our yeshiva. He got smicha at age 60 something. And he used to hang out with the Russian students and be makar of them. A tremendous personality. Unbelievable. He was zecher to many sons. I think he's one of the bigger Talmud Chacham than the next. I think he was a candidate in Shari. I met him on the plane on the way back. He sat right behind me. We had an interesting conversation. He didn't quite get the job, but he's obviously a big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote me a whole many-page tshuva. The fax goes into page numbers. It goes from page 1 to page 6. And he wants to know. It's all about pants. He wants what I have to say about pants. Me, who am I? But he wants me to let us say about pants. So let's see what he says over here in his kuntris about pants. He quotes a Mishnah, a Tosefta rather, in Kalim. Again, we're getting a bit of an education in Kalim. How often? We are in Seder Taurus, right? So let's see. Tosefta. Kalim. Bava Metzia, you know how Kalim has Bava Kama, you know about that? You don't even know that. Kalim has Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. We used to have from Shoshas and what they call the Masechta Nezikin. You know? Well, the Masechta Kalim also has this same thing. In Bava Metzia, let's see if we can find it. Okay. Oh, he quotes over here as follows. Funny. The question is, what's considered a chibur, what's not considered to be a chibur? In other words, Ovi Raglayim and Ovi Lizbazin, that's the regular is the foot, or the base. Lizbaz is the rim, right? She'enim dadan ima. Doesn't count with it. Doesn't count with it. Why? Why? Let's go further. I'm not finding it. Tell us about what. I should be able to look up again. Hold on. 1 second. Supposed to be here. Oh, let's start with a. Sorry, I'm not finding right away. I looked it up last, it was here. Okay. Start from scratch. Second, please. He says as follows. What's considered tamei if it's mechuber? He says only if it's mishamish es hatzorech. Okay, that's a discussion which is a little complicated. Whether we consider the pair to be mishamish es hatzorech to get the same tzorech as the garment itself, that's a discussion. So all this I thought was inconclusive, whether we should consider the pad doing the same thing as the garment or not. So I didn't felt it was inappropriate to be makel based upon this in and of itself. That's why I didn't quote it over here. But I thought there was a Tosefta. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong place. He quotes over here Tosefta in Bava Metzia Perek Ches. Where is it? Could be a different way of calculating the parakim here. He quotes it verbatim. He says the Rosh quotes it in Kalim Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Gimel. So that's since I gave up over here, we have to turn to the Rosh. Maybe it's a different ways of measuring the parakim. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah. Okay, in Kalim. I'm sorry for the delay. It didn't show up. Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Gimel. The same thing. Same idea. Well, let's take a look on the Rosh. Maybe links. Oh. Tanya b'Tosefta. Malbin shall meet them, shall arrest them, shall not clean them, meet them with the chayim, shall savkas the crime, shall shuchan viyash, shall sachan, bismashim kavuin chibul the tumum, ulazah. Need, oh, that's what I'm looking for. I don't know, I couldn't find it in the original Tosefta. Maybe we'll find it for later on. Nitalim vinitanin, einan chibur, lo le tumma, velo le hazayim. What do you mean? If you take it off and you put it back on again, it's not considered to be a chibur. Now here, l'chor kavachomer, in our case, where it's nital, has not returned. Of course, it's possible to be docha the raya. He's talking about yodos, only the handles. Here we're talking about the pad itself, which is more than just a handle. Nonetheless, again, pashup shad and tosefta kalim, said by the Rashi, it should not be mekabel tuma. This is a very brief summary of a very long 5.5 pages. So I thought that rov poskim against Rav Yoshev, including that Rabbi Karp himself wanted to go against Rabbi Yoshe. This whole thing is against Rabbi Yoshe. I didn't realize it at the time. Hell, it's chocha mecha tzad chumra. Afin mitzarat in mekav shal kabel tuma. Mitzad heyosa mechuba lebegad atachtan mekabel tuma. Chol mechuba letame tame. Doesn't matter what it's made from. That's what chocha mecha says. And he spends 5 pages saying against the chocha mecha. So I think the whole world agrees with him, but Rabbi Yoshe would not agree. And therefore Rabbi Karp is, what can he do? But I think the rest of the world holds that it's okay. And if you want to be machber, use a safety pin instead of the adhesive, a pain in the neck. But I think the minute gets to be made. Okay, just wanted to show you a little bit on the screen. And now we go back to what we were supposed to start already yesterday. Nun beis and beis. Gemara with the Rishon. Rabosai, Nun beis and beis. Take a look towards the bottom of the daf. There's an important Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ma'od etema kol ki agavna lochi nokat beiz yomim v'cholok echot lashminam tahash nami chashosha b'yalmahi u'mevi'a korban ve'eno nechal. So says Rashi. Now I told you already to look up all the Rishonim on this daf. It's on the Ma'am Makomashi. They're all tumult with this kasha. If it's only a kesem, then how can there possibly be a korban? It's chulin azara. For sure. You don't understand what Rashi's talking about. But let's see. Kiddush Ramban. Okay. Here we go. Nirali, she ain't the forest kamash malon. They ain't on echal of a mevia korban kamosha kosu rabin. Very nice. He calls Rashi rabin. Okay. Dok summon the rabban name. I feel if you do a shemigufa chazoid by Torah Torah. Vein and Mevi and Lodi Dei Ziv and Lodi Dei Nida. He said, look, I'm on Perek HaRoeh. Ela kochenu nefarish kamash malon the ena mevia korban velo nechal. Doesn't sound right, no? Push about the Gemara is not that way. What's the lush of the Gemara? Ma'o de teima. Look what I'm saying. Kol ki agadim mevia korban venechal kamash malon. Word venechal. Should have said kol ki agadim mevia korban kamash malon. No. Well, the word venechal is superfluous according to the Rambam. Very difficult. Says the Rambam further. V'yesh litchok. Shekeman sheros ha-shnayim u'tzrich ha-shima b'shlishi af al-pi she'ein din k'samim or ein dam ha-kes ha-tome different kisos l'tame b'tchila keman she'dover baruhu d'megufa chazoi b'dinu she'teyos ha-zav v'gemura she'relo also la-shimur v'yein z'nochem. He wants to say, you see, 2 days with our gosha, and the third day you have a rias dam shalom bragosha, it will not work for shimur, and it makes you into a zav gedola. There are some posts who quote this rabban as a source that in the shiv and the kiyim, dam b'li hagosha will ruin you, as the sidrei tara suggested, and the chavis da suggested. Some say, hey, it's enough in the rabban, but they forgot to say the rabban said ain't enough. The question is, what enough? We'll come to that as we go. The rabban, he calls it a dochak. We'll come back to why it's not enough. Let's now go a little further and see what the other Rishonim have to say about this very thorny issue. Okay? It's a thorny issue. Before we go, I'm afraid to go. Let's go slow. Why is it not nochem? I give 2 reasons why it's not nochem. For a Zava Gadola, you need 3 days of Hargosha. Pashim Shah. Or no. B'li Agosha counts for Shimur. Doesn't say why it's not Nochem. Why is it not Nochem? That would be the big difference, what this Achronu quote, to prove from this Ramban, like the Chavaz Das and Sidrei Tara. If the Pshat ain't on Nochem because it doesn't rear without Agosha, destroys the Shimur, If that is not nachon, then fakert chavas das and retar are incorrect. Maybe no, though. That doesn't change. It's ain't a nachon because you didn't become a zavak dol in the first place. It's 3 days with hagosha. But once you had 3 days of zmanazeh, when everyone's treated as a zavah, then maybe the Rambam never rejected this original premise. So since no one will ever know, to my knowledge, why it ain't a nachon, it's inconclusive as to whether this Rambam proves like the Sidrei Tara and Chavas Das, or Dafka against Sidrei Chavas Das. All depends why in Zanochen. If someone could find some other, well, I'm going to look right to the, there's a Chidushi Hara, Reish Aleph, a Talmud of the Ramban. Have it at home. If you remember to look there, we'll see if he elaborates. You have it? So you can let me know what he says. Maybe he says why is Zanochen his opinion. Okay, right. Let's see what the other Rishonim say to try to defend Rashi, perhaps. Let's take a look, for example, in the Ritva. What did he say? Same issue. Look what he says. Oh, Pirish Rashi, Kol Mishan Nechal. Hikshir Ramban, Ksamad Rabbanon, Fichazor Migufo, Daf Nuntes, Heich Mevia Korban Klal. Okay. So what's the Havam here, he asks? The Ritva turns it on the Ramban. You think Rashi's wrong because Rashi's absurd, but then you have a kasha. What is at least a Havam here tomorrow? So how do you explain the Havam here? The Kachi Shlomo. He thinks that the Ramban's kasha is too good to be true. It's too good to be true, his kasha. His kasha is it can't be any carbon by a kesem. Then what's the Havam here? He says, no, here's a pshat. The Kaim and the Ross and Shneyam and Ritufim, Korav Adava. Not that Rashi doesn't require Agosha. You need 3 days of Agosha in a row. So she saw 2 days with Agosha means, you know what? Means She probably had Hagasha the third day and she forgot. She forgot. What's the pshat? Ma'aratema mevi'a korban v'necho devadei rosa v'shachacha. K'mashon de mevi'a shem v'shachacha. Feino nechal? Feino nechal shem aloi yishakla. How do you like that for a pshat? Meirid. Of course, the Sidrei Tara wanted to quote this Rashi as a riot to his yisod. What? The maskana? There's no din of Hagasha at all. Remember that Sidrei Tara? I'm going to show you again. It's in the same place. It's in the Sivkot and Sadi Gimel. It's right there. He quotes it to Rashi as one of his proofs. They don't have Gosh. I think the best answer, he gives my statement to Ferris Tzvi, where he says, wait a second. We spoke about this already yesterday. You have Gosh at the beginning. As I mentioned yesterday. You have Gosh at the beginning. That is a Gosh. Especially if Hagosha is Psichas Pi HaMokar, it opens once. Once it opens, it stays open. You don't feel every second that it's open. You felt when it opened. Now that it's open, it's open. Don't feel every second. That's such a gewaldig pshat, such a beautiful pshat in Rashi, that the question becomes, how come nobody else says it? I thought, L'fi ani yazdaiti b'zman hazeh, that Hagosha is nothing more, nothing less than Derech Riyasa, this Teferes Tzvi should certainly be right. The normal Derech Riyasa, you feel a flow at the beginning and then it starts to peter out gradually. Lichaora, Rabbi Osai, this whole discussion that we're having right now is not really relevant. Why? Because before they have Sektara, which happens over here, it's a discussion. Once you make a half Sektara, so it's called Nistam Mayona, right? We do not attribute the original Hargosha and link it up to this Kesem. Because the Hefsik Tara is, very nice word, is Mafsik Beinea. Hefsik Tara is Mafsik between the woman's store on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what? Thursday, she makes Hefsik Tara. Friday, she sees a spot. Oh, according to me, she be a Shabbat Doraisa. I mean, because it's part of Derech Riyasa. I say, no. That's exactly the word of Hefsek Tara that breaks up the connection with you that came before. It's called Nistam Ayana. So whatever the Hargosh of today, which is Derech Riyasa, that only can continue until there's Hefsek Tara. So I will therefore concede, potentially, that before the Hefsek Tara, the first 3, 4, 5 days that she sees, that's all considered Nida Doraisa. You'll say, big deal, what's the difference? You have to have Shiva Nikim afterwards anyway. It's not Nogeya. Okay, but I'm conceding the point, right? And past the Hefsek Tara, not. Everyone follow me so far? Everyone got me so far? Now I'm going to show you something on the screen, which is going to be a very good way for us to, we're almost ready to finish this beautiful Sefer Toch Hazi, 2 volumes. But you never saw it inside. I was just reading. So this author, I told you the Meshulach came to me, and told me, this is not block. I said, yeah. So the author, he sent me himself. The press here?
Red one.
The red one.
Yeah.
Kuntjes Toshma. The same author, right? Author 2 Svarim on Tochazi. Shvat Tovshin Ayin Zayin. Hey, what are we in now? Still Shvat, no? This is hot off the press. It's not even on the press, it's only online. Cyberspace. Shvat this month. Ain't a mama bolach real local meister! Exclamation point. All right. Gives you again his address, right? His telephone. He used to give you his cell phone too. He stopped. He has got too many doodles, but he gives you and says his fax number. But he also has his email. So you want to talk to him, you have 3 different ways to do it. I'll give you the 4th way. You know, I'll read it to you right now. We just give you a cell phone.
Can you change the cell
phone? 052, maybe not. If you write it down. 052. 763-5735. Then you have a 4th way to get in touch with him. Okay. Good. Fine. Yes, it's a scummus, all right, from people I don't know really well. Let's go start from page Aleph. It's 30 pages. Can we read all 30 pages in 30 minutes? No. But let's start. Motzi Yadav Shaliacha Shaisha Asa Bedika Sefsektar Vyotza Abdika Nikia. Rohi Achakak Dam Mamish below Agosha. Beofen shebora hadover shekdam ze yotze meyarechem. Kon sherosa bekinuach osamokam ala pad. The magic word for today is pad. Oh, al beged hatzama the gufa kedeged also makom. Uvefrat motzi adava kein be also noshim. Shein in the kios midan if they bigas have sektara. Umanachas is also makom. Sherios dam sheisham. Shifa penimis magvon ratuv. Ribedikas. Umatzlichos aydezel the hotzi achakach bedikas have sektara nekia. It'd be often shimtina was as much shimol apidin. All right, we spoke about that. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it is, you name it. For sure, the achav bedikas hafsek tara chozos roz dam lagoshet b'fanim ana. Upamim rabbit, rabos. Haksamim hanal heim be'ofen. Shemitzadin eksamim hayamakom letar. Gon kesset poros mikigris. Or if you don't mikigris, I'll beg it tzivoni or davar shenim akabot tuma. V'omeshem of alma letar medin eksamim. Okay. V'aniron sheyesh lodun kan. Who? Kasher roz eksamim elu kodem zman tzeisa kochom. Look at this chiddush. The yevsher should be yom psikas atara ain kulek samim al yachas es gacham. Mishum sheyevsher should be digas efsek tara mi bod yom ain a poelas miyad la utzia miches lecheskas tara legamri al rak poelas lagzika she posku damea v'shuv ein lachshol she tira at sofa yom rak v'sofa yom kishelo roasa chal hayefsek tara lagzika miches. It's a lump de shavart. It's chal when it gets dark. Aval hecha shechozeres v'roa kodem alayla. I feel a dabel agosha b'fanem anal. Huver adover shadayin lo posak amayin. When this batla b'digas tefzik tara should be seeker b'vajom. Should we say that? Or maybe no. O dilma sheaisha posakas b'tara b'digas b'vajom. He yotes mi cheskas tumo le cheskas tahara mi yad b'shas abdika. V'shub ma shetira chakak lo agosha. Yesh odin eksamim lechol dinek. Kekol dinek eksamim b'zayin nekiyim. This is a very serious question. Okay, he's worried about chashash yisakaris, ma'isam b'chol yom. Wow, 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 wow. Doesn't really mean chorus. Okay, but okay, fine. Okay, the gdolei apostles say, "Kol man she'isha lo poskim b'tara, gam dam lo argosh apostim midorais hashefsek tarasa." This sounds makes sense. She didn't do it yet. Lo armina dimenat Torah rakdam b'argosha b'tami. I'm not sure what this line means. How can it be possible? It hadn't happened yet. But I think what he's getting to is what we just said. We spoke. That's what's this doing here? Mamish, I was learning this sugya, and I got his email. The email came to me on Yud Dalit Shvat. I think if you look on his preliminary letter, it didn't come. The email what he wrote, it didn't come. In the doesn't matter. It was there. Yud Dalit Shvat. Okay, hot off the press. It was less than 2 weeks old when I got it, and now it's less than 4 weeks old. Okay, it's a little. What's today's day? Chof, Vav. Okay, so okay, Bekitzer, right? That's it's pretty fresh. He quotes all. He's still okay. All kinds of stuff. Hagad b'zava vaday yidi hagosha. So some say because ma tishul aposka b'tar yecholi lios tamei b'daraisa. If you read down below hagosha. Okay. Oh, Daf Nun Gimel, the Rashba. Kol Anoshim Shiro Dam, Yidah Hefzik Tara. Afi Shigisha Posku Nemeh Ali Olam Yibachaskas Tuma. Tumeya Ad Shetivdak Vitim Tzator. Tosef Atzara, the Beis Yosef. Some say it's a Shal of a Dor Raisa. So some want to say Dilma Arg Shem Vila Vadaita. No, this is what I think is correct. Bris Avram. I'm not sure what Bris Avram is. I told you before who he is. Hirsch. It's related to Rabbi Hirsch. Hirsch is a common enough name. Bris Avram. Who adin v'chiyagam v'shir chuchsa mayon ha-pasuach kol zman shav sikir v'tara mitama gam shalo v'argosha. I think it's bizman hazeh 100% right. But if he does kat kod min t'argosh y'psich as ha-mokha yesh loma da dayan ha-mokha pasuach v'en ha-mageshes ach b'tchila asriyo rishon ha-bina n'argosha shetiftach ha-mokha l'kach b'ina b'dika lira shein dam b'beis ha-chitzom. What does it mean? Kol man poskim b'tara gam dam shalom b'gosha b'tami min ha-torah. I thought it's 100% right. At least b'zman hazeh. Olden days, I'm not sure how long the hagosha lasted. But b'zman hazeh, that we don't have any of these hagoshas, I thought for sure it was true. He quotes the Hagoyen Miplatsk Meshivas Nevesh as exactly the same thing. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Who disagrees? Let's take a look. Of course, many will say the same way. Okay. Oh, this is the Chasam Sofer that we saw. We saw the quote in Pirkei Tshuva. Right? That's what we saw. He says, "Mefurish b'dvarav shekos mashal huchzak amayin sager kodam shiyotzi mi'amaka posas ha'efzik v'afilu she'ena." What do you mean posal hefzik? It means hefzik is non-existence. It doesn't mean it was a previous good hefzik. It posals it. There's lushin. It's not 100% what I would say. You know what I'm saying? He's saying posal it. It did. We spoke about that. The chazish shver. You can focus. If I focus, how does it help you to focus? But until you did hefzik tara, beguf, b'yad. Then how you know it was ever closed? That's what he quotes from the Chasam Sofer. He says, "Echlev shalom adim omda ben hashmoshes v'lihigisha psichus piyamoga yala lal hafsek tara." How we anodana shebiyom vesta, when the period began on Sunday, niftach makoro lahotzi dam vesta v'anachoshim shodena pasuach u'morek dam ashetifsek lefaneinu. Ech no mekeim lahigisha kol ben hashmoshes niftach makoro arit posko. Chol ki yeshon niftach makoro dim ha-pasuach v'yominu. This is exactly what he says, and this is what he said before, the Ferris Tzvi. Who wrote it? Hagoyin Abtzadik Akoyimi Lublin. You know, people think that Abtzadik was, you know, a Talmud of the Ishbitzer. He had all these wild ideas in Machshava, which is 100% true. But they don't know he was the God of the Dor and learning. And where we come from, if you're not a God of the Dor and learning, even if you have crazy ideas, we can't accept them at all. Even if you are a God of the learning, you shouldn't accept some things that they're being misappropriated. But I'm sorry, the Ishbitzer, there's no doubt, is turning over in his grave what people are saying now, and hit based on what he wrote. There's no question in my mind. I'm not going to right now. Not for, maybe tomorrow I'll talk about that. Thursday this year. But unbelievable what's being said in his name in the more postmodern world. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back. I'm sorry. Slip that. Let's go back to where we're learning Hilchos Nida. Okay, fine. You can't mix the... Okay. Oh. Well, Me'ata, assuming this is true, Rami Elon Lodin, Amos say Usman Shemachzik as Isha Becheskes Tara. Then Shem Tira O Dam Belo Agosha, Neima Shazem Mayan Chodesh, Shetzricha Davka Agosha Men HaTorah. V'chosh Al-Gisha Nod Medin Iksam. V'pashat V'kubo Lachsha, Shekashay Isha Posekes B'Tara, Afim B'bo Jo, even in the morning, Magzik and Osa Miyad Becheskes Tara, Chol Inyon Ha'ileg Abedika. That's what I guess is normally accepted. Ach Efshar, this is the whole thesis for 30 pages, Shainokin. Abdika Bo Jo Mo Ila, Rak lahachzik as shar hayom b'tara k'chol dinei chazakas shemibod yom botko motza tohora yesh lahaniach shetishara torah tof hayom. Yeah, aval ikar chalois, like a brisket. I can't believe this is a svardi rank of brisket l'shertus. Ach ikar hachalos ahefzik tara hu b'tzeh sekachovim shemachzik b'tara machzik b'tara tchilos al shayom abo k'mo shivu lahalon. Well, if it's tzeh achon, if it's true Shechalos hefzik tara rak masof hayom. If ken kol mashe mol hefzik tara b'bod yom, had a rak linen sheshuv ein on a lochush shetach ze v'tir afil dam lor gosha. Kem shnei abedika had huvra sheposka gami dam lor gosha. V'meila yesh tach zika shlo tir kol hayom v'tzitz kohom. Ach ze mol dafke im yochein lor rosa klum atov hayom. Avad amach hakach rosa dam v'kodam alayla. Kal v'chome hekha shechozo v'rosa b'en ha-shmosh is gufa, which is worse it says. V'ze v'adai nizbatel ma sheposka kvar b'bod yom. I feel the shlerosa rak dam below agosha v'afanash v'tam ksamah v'alma, as we said. Okay, so before he quotes from Shas, he's trying to prove from Shas and Rishonim and from Achronim, according to this tzad, wow, to be bad news for the Jews. He wants to quote Hagoyin Marash Engel Shut Marash. He says, why do you need a moch dochuk levaisim? Why don't you? Hatam the kaven shiroim salam ben hashmoshes. Azarti Oz. I proved to you this is true. Okay, this is all introduction. First 6-page introduction. Okay? Introduction.
It goes to Hefsek Tabas Shachris. We spent already weeks on this. Okay? Silik Adel. What do you call the Gemara? The Gemara is saying over here, Im Novo Lachsha Shematazel Isha Vetira, Lacha Bedikas Hefsek Tara, Im Kenafilik Shibaklim and Amincha Lamala, Nechashim Semis Silik Adel Rosa. What are you worried about over there? Dabalo Hagosha, Umucha. The Chayshina and Shema Tavz of Etiria Velava Daito, Hareza Mevatnas Psikas Amayin Afkad Lobo Dabba Lora Gosha Omani Klama Shabbat Gatsim Vod Yom Hoysa Bedika Nikia. Because the case we're discussing over there, obviously she didn't feel anything, she felt it, then there's nothing to talk about. The Chshash is a Tipaktana below Hagosha, because if she had a Hagosha, what do you mean? She'll be Targish. There's no Michshel. The terrorist is, I think he's right, we're worried about. She didn't feel then because she felt it 5 days ago. Okay? That's what it sounds like. Okay, we're also going to have not for now. Okay? Ozerua says, what? Why and earlier? I have to go and work. The Chashin and Hola Mayana Pasuach, Dilma Hiskila Liral Shach has Konabed Ashmashas. Virasa catches his unbelievable line for other reasons. Kol Ben Ashmashas. Below Poska, Achad Nichla Sibyl El Shmini, Mishamesh is Balabo Nida. Hikal Lamot, Bogam and Ashmashes, Mukzak is Betuma, Menlo Toveras, Mishamesh is Adamach. What do I see with this line that he bolded? Who wants to guess what I'm seeing out of this? An unbelievable cooler. That's right. What did he say over here? That the only weird thing we're afraid about is that she saw. Sometime, right? Before Tezek HaChavim. But if we knew for if Eliyahu never would tell us that she stopped before Tezek HaChavim, and she wasn't raw, so called Ben HaShemashes. She saw 90% of Ben HaShemashes. And the last 10% was clean. The implication of this Eruz Arua, she did a Bedikah then, the last 10% of Ben HaShemashes would be good. I already told you the secret myself that you have to this. The Beis Yosef said the Rosh can't mean it literally. You do a Hefsek Ben Ashmashes. How can he possibly mean it? It's impossible. I think that's what he says in Beferish. I'm not pa. Exclamation point. Lo Lamaisa! Exclamation point. But it seems to be clear. How else can you mean this Arzah rule? So every cloud has a silver lining, right? And all this chumrah he's going to throw at us, but I found the cooler. Again, not Lamaisa. Maybe it's a tziruf. Maybe a suffix was it. You know, everyone sees these charts. When is Shkia? When is Shkia? And they have these charts, I think downstairs that to the second, no? To the second, right? Mm-hmm. So that's in Washington Heights. And where's the person there? And then you have to check your clock. Is your clock right to the second? And you're always going to be the sfeikis. Is it before Shkia or after Shkia? So I was out of the Tiel Lechumra. Maybe now. Maybe it should be Mekel. If it's something, whether it's a minute before Ben, you know, this 30 seconds before Ben Hashemash, 30 seconds before Shkia, after Shkia, bit here of this. Maybe, not even saying that for sure, but just want to go slow. Okay. Now, this is his major thesis. He goes into this at great, great, great length. And I'm not going to read everything. We read some important things we read. But he's in the same shot in a shach this way. There's an unbelievable shot in the shach. You want to see it in the shach? You want to see it here? It was faster because it was short on time to see it here on the screen. Okay. Let's go slow. At least just to save time. Who was a Naskil Lahoven Kavonas Ashach? Al Divish Shahanar Kuf Sarivov Sifalf. Bodekas Beyom as Machabe says, Shaposko, and Shatifsik Batara. Ubedikazu Tiasamakh Ben Ashmashas. That's a Shach. Kishatifsik Batara adds two words. Bein Hashmashas. What in heaven's name does the Shach say? Do the act of Hefsek Tara Ben Hashmashas? Chas v'sholner, but he says it's impossible. It's too late. Thomas in Retarisha. Ma bo Shach Hashmienu. For the head to cut them Shulchan Aruch, she predicts with Tia, son of Ben Hashmashas. Aval if you are Mavur, Liel, Kavara Sak Pshuta. Shom no Maisa, predicts with son of Ben Hashmashas. We went to my Rebbe. Abu Chalois Hefsek Tara who be'emes bizman ben hashmashas l'chein habedika mibodyom o'ila shesomkan alea shloyotz adam achrach odam melech nefzikta ben hashmashas. That's what the Tiferes Tzvi says. B'yom sheposke shetzizkan betara haynu shekol ben hashmashas tzricha lios betara zeh kavonas hashach. And he says further, as Reb Tzadok, what does he say? Hayna kona ben hashmash sheyeh kol ben hashmashes betara. And he quotes the Shira Shevet Alevi. Chalois, also a brisket. The brisket is everywhere. It's in Ramat Bet Shemesh. It's in Bnei Brak. Chalois hahefsek tara hu ben hashmashes. It's even in Williamsburg and Borough Park. The Cheskes Tara. Kavonas hashach. The first Mishamachi Bina Shate Podekas Miyom Shaposka Shit Ben Ashmoshes, Tiamuch Zeka Shaposka Batara, Nistamayana. Yal also was man, she, not Chalos, but Kilos. Hayo, Kabdina, Shemuchz Bekach. I guess what? The Bani Ashulchan. Shebaloma, Ika To Alto Shalefsitara, Hiladas Aidekach, Shlorosa Vitsiaseyo. And he quotes Mishnah Lachas. And he says, Binas Emes. Poshut, Pardes Rimonim, Levona Nota, Veduk, Ata Hare Soladas. Ki Hashem will come in on Levadim. Besides from that, what else is Hare Soladas? Shigam Barosa Kamayamim, Poska Beshachlis of Mitzarayim, Ena Efsikta, Chalm Yad Bishas Medika, El Rak Acha Shigam Ben Hashmoshes, Yeh Bitaro. He found a Meiri in Brochus. Nimsa Shach Shakol Ria Baolam, Shatira Bodegas Atzma, B'chayom ve'begad lava, u'v'yom she'tivsuk b'shameres ad la'erev, she'yichlu legarma yimei ria o yom ria. See, clear that you do it on yom, you have to lishmor yom etad erev, you have to hold the whole day. Kolosos ma'mugdav atayin lo'y kolu yimei riyasa till it got dark. Tzricha lizob is man hazeh b'chol dom she'posel kol ma'hefsek. V'samachti simcha g'dorlo metziyazu Kemishu siyu al shomamash l'chomash in his bar b'kuntri zeh. Pins it on the Meiri, Rabbi Osai. He pins it on the Meiri. Okay. What do you say? Is he right? Is he wrong? Maybe he's still wrong. Maybe he's still wrong. Oh. Vida. There has to be a counterattack somewhere, right? Vida. I'm not going back there again now, that's 20 pages. We saw it already before. And he calls in the Sifrit Tochazi, Simon Chof Aleph, Os Ches Vahola. It's right over here, we spoke about it already. This is the way out. I think he's right. This is the way out. I don't know who the Eshe Rotsu is. There's a possible way out. Is it correct? Is it not correct? Well, let's take a look. Ach ein tainazu nechonah. Why not? Chada, the kol achinah shel achronim anal bebir drushes damelo kesef ain't a muskim klal. Other poskim disagree. All right. You can't argue. Some disagree, but some agree. That doesn't bother me so much. I can willing to accept it. Sidrei Tara and many others like him. A whole slew. Okay, fine. But here time is Sidrei Tara would agree. Why? Ulahachi yedgashle betchilas tvareinu. As the Sidrei Tara and others say, Ven chilu de reshmul kama zman yoshva gabe karka mashma filo lim yoshva zman meruba choshev dam kemeshel sof sof edine bebiru she dam zebom imena afa gavle adine nema say bediyuk yos adam chen mevu beshut abnei neze chen mevu beshut hatash beitz. Okay, tino pas yom echad. What do you answer? Efshu Shabbas Ross Adam Biyom Shnoda Shiros Sadinea Mechutolos Mem Muluchlochen Bedam Uvabi Amoka Yosef Tmem Shem Nida. Even though the raw Mamash Adam Yosef Gufa Sadinim Mamechutelos Bohem, a diapers basically. I feel Hachi Choshiv Dam in a Torah Hechad Yesh Lachshosh Namil Hargosha Kimo Biktana. Okay, okay, I hear a diaper. We know what diapers look like. Im Kane Hokinami bedin pad or beggar that some of the goof Hanal, have you mamish kisadinim and mechutelos behem, shkotze batash beitz, vechen avi kibdik of bokakak olam, vyosh rolea and mots olea dam, the shapa choshev quote dam, velo kesem, vekevish akon his bar, shaleacha shefsekatal, konam alayla in chasorom padam lo agosha, kain lo nucha lahatir domim elu, kidine ksamim. That's what he says. Wow. 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 Is that true? I don't think so. I don't think so. There were those who say Beferish Vakert. That even Rabbi Yoshua said so, it's quoted by the Mishmeres Tara. The Nitte Gavriel said so. Maybe I'll remember to bring it in next time. I have it on my desk. Page Tuf Resh Pei Beis. Where he says that a garment or a pad is wide and is a tliya bikina af bizmanenu. In other words, maybe it's worse than a diaper. A diaper, you know, depends how tight you tie the diaper. If it's made very, very tight, so nothing else can get in, mela. But an adult woman, she may have an undergarment, and she may even have a pad on the undergarment. But yes, we have an afyudalad. Also makom bodul ezamakolis. That's only also makom itself, a small little area. But the garment and or the pad cover a much wider area. That wider area, perhaps the clear bikina. This is the only way that I can know how to deflect this chumra by agreeing with the, who are they called again? I'm one of the Yeshiratzulitons. And I have on my side, I think, Rabbi Yoshev. I think he says Mefurish in that fashion. I think we have it in the Mishmeres Satara. That's it. I left. I'm going to on my desk. Is it Nitzhi Yeshiratzulitons? Did they get real somewhere? Somewhere around there. We'll find it, bring it in. We'll look. I think it's in this safe and quite sure here as well. Mishmeres Satara. Look it up in the back. I'm not sure what the page is on. Question quotes from Rabbi Yoshev that we don't. Where can we find it? Kesem Abba Migufa. Let's see. Found it. Thank you. Do me a favor. Look at this while I'm looking at this. I'm guessing it's probably some of the Tumas Ksamim. I'm guessing it has to be.
What am I looking for? This Shiloh?
He has a very good Maftayach. I want to know if there's a. Can we be told there in a Kina if it's on a garment or on a pad? I'm pretty sure it's not there. Look up the index. Meanwhile, while he's looking there, I'm going to look here. This page I wrote down. Tof, Reish, Pebe, that's what I said?
Yeah.
This is what he says. Oh. Ma shemad bikos hanashim pad. Sivus osamak me bechutz. Get the kabel halechos me aksamim. Vaksamim. Umata sham ksamim below agosha. Dinam kekesem. Not because of lack of agosha as such. But the lo choshiv kevada megufa. The rak also mokom bodok etzem akoles. Avos sivus osamak me bechutz. Ain't no bodik etzemacholes, Ushar Lichluch. Who said? Kach Kibalti Mirabosai. Api Hanal Oz Dalet. What's Hanal Oz Dalet? He writes as follows. What's an Oz Dalet? He says, a kinuach, a toilet tissue. What does it say? Some say it's a din of a eight, some say it's a din of a kesem. And therefore, the way should be, you know what you should do? Ladies, listen carefully. Whenever you wipe yourself on the bottom, tekaneach gam svivosov, biofen shiyesh litlos shakinuach lohayo dafka al oso makam buvav, which I think it happens. You don't have to need Rabbi Sinner to tell you to do that. They're told hygienically. When after they urinate, some of the drops are all around it. They're told as young girls to wipe around. Don't just wipe in that one little hole. They wipe all around. You don't need a rabbi to tell them that. So once they're doing this, then we assume that part of the thing with the tissue touched is not bothered against the makos. That's a whole long footnote over here. Footnote Dalit. Footnote Dalit. And he says, where's the source? Let's look this. We can make a look up together. Kuf Sidrei Tara, Kuf Tzadi, look up please. Sifkot Samach Zayin, the Ramasl Val Pizeh Nirel Anias Daiti. Can we do that? I think it was on the Maram Bakomus. Let's see if we can find it. Okay.
What am I looking for?
You're looking for what I just said.
I mean the pad. I just found the one Rebbe was quoting before.
Yeah.
But what else am I looking for?
If something found on a pad is considered Vada Migufo or Safik Migufo. Could be doesn't have it. Could be you can't find it. I'll find it later if you can't find it now. If you can find it now, I'm sorry I didn't look it up before where it is. Let's see if we can find it in Kuf Tzadi, Sidrei Tara, Sifkot and Sam of Zion. All right, please find me Sifkot and Sam of Zion. Where is Sifkot and Sam of Zion? It's so long, I can't even find the Sifkot. I found Sam of Zion. Oh, it's one of those. 20 pages. What was the remark that you said? Val Pizeh. Okay, let's take a look. I see it, you're right. It's towards the beginning. Paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think it's coming from his son, no? Zesh Heshet B'niha now. This is his son speaking. All right. Must have been also Talmud Chacham. All right. Look at paragraph 10 of this long, long thing. He says, Okay. Don't see it. Okay. Don't worry about it. He says, oh, even more than that. Afis man hashas lo hoya osa mokam baduk elemi bifnim avi b'chutz eno baduk. Yeah, often a Rashi, he says. Look at Rashi, Rabosai. Yud dalet amin alef, I'm assuming. The Mamaschel Dochuk. Can we look there? Yudalit Amanav Dochuk. Gentlemen. Dochuku. Sha'ain, this is the last narrow lines. Sha'ain Macholas Yuchola Likonis Sham. Wow. That's what he says. So, and Tosha says Dochuk. Ain a bo klal samach lerechem me yazuama. Shiyuchal Hashemesh lahaknis v'dochuk uetz l'makolos enuches v'shum panem e'aleo. Okay, miskareves. Okay, the rechem kolkach asher Hashemesh machnisa v'meratzbo. So you see klar that even very close to that area is not bought against l'makolos. So maybe we can be mekel in the shayla. Of course, the question really becomes, to be honest with ourselves, if you're talking on the level of the Rabbanon, I have no problem with all this stuff. But if you're worried about a Shalav of Doraisa, then, maybe in those days there were Makolas floating around outside the Oso Mokum proper. But today, I don't know. It would be not a good situation. So I'm saying that's what only gives me pause about this. Al Pi Alocha, I believe the Yesha Tohanim are correct. The question is, Bizman Azebe Metzias, what is it? That's the question. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Oh. Yes?
Is there a kind of a bummer from the first 3 days of Shemini Kim? You can't use Sun as more than a gris, according to the Ramah.
Ramah is taller. less than because we are Torah. Right. That we are, though. Fakir, we are. Okay, now watch this. Oh. Well, if you imagine this Barat Ko, let's do what we can over here with this beautiful Sefer. We don't have to agree with everything he says. Let's take a look. Watch this. If he's right in his first assumption, now comes the thing which I do watch very carefully about this one. The Damagoma Yotzim and Amokal Achad Hefsektara Konam Alayla Ein Bodin Ksam. If he's right, Nil if he's there, Yesh the Ore Od Tlorak Hecha Shiroa Sadam Machad Bedikas Hefsektara Yesh Divstolas Hefsekamosh Biyarnu Elakol Shiyesh Fonenu Reyesa Shialula Liros Yachar Hefsek Yesh Kan Suffik Im Ola Loha Hefsek Ubevada Shesh Lochus Hefsek Came in the Beinan She Bedikas Hefsektara Tia Bedika Berura. She has to check her afroshes, look at the kinuach when she goes to the bathroom, etc. Do I be so posik mayona viyotsa dam ha'amok alach ha'hefsek konis kohavim? Do all of the bedikas hefsek? I feel that she bedikas hefsek yotsa dekiyah. Lo shayach lemezel bazeh basa ha'chazaka shalab bedika. Wow, that's a little bit scary. And you have to wait zman nikar the chazanish. Okay, so. Yeah, she can check it till Shkia, right? Chazanish says that's if she knows Poskel the Gamri, not afraid to see it again. And therefore, if she does it after the women do an Pnimis, then they check themselves out, and then they close their eyes afterwards, that cannot be done. Okay, but Kitz and Nimritz, it seems to me that if she did a regular Hefsek Tara, a normal Hefsek Tara, then she's not required to look. She can close her eyes. But if there was one of those flimsy Hefsek Taras, because she washed herself and she did a bedika 5 minutes before, then maybe he's right. Maybe not only should we say if she saw something, it's a problem, maybe she can't even close her eyes. I think that fundamentally, I believe he's correct. I believe there's room to be mekel like the Yesh Tohanim, because technically speaking, only Osamokam proper is Boduk Etzem HaKolos, but not the wider area of the garment and or the pad. What's gnawing at me is what I said before, the Metzias question. In other words, in reality, is there a chance that something came there? And if there's a reality that something came there, we can invoke the Dama Lokesim, even Bisman Hazeh. But if there's no such reality, just, you know, it's so when it comes to the Rabbonans, we have a right to be Mekel. It was a real Tlia. Of course we can be Mekel. But if it's a Shavah Doraisa without a real Tliya in real life, not so simple. So the reason I wanted to show this to you is, number one, it comes up directly in our sugya. Number two, since we had so much Hanor from this beautiful Sefer, Tor Chazi, I want you to see a little bit in his own typescript. This is the whole Sefer, both Chalak were written the same kind of style. So you got a little bit of a taste. Okay? So now you can call his four numbers and talk to him. Okay. So let's go. Tomorrow we'll talk about other Rinyonim. Moshe, if you have something you want to talk about, email him. Sunday, we're going to finish up the Yom Yom. Monday, we start Chazara.